I mean, one of the things that we are trying to think about deeply for C# 3, or if I just have to sort of put my local focus into the picture here, is this big gap that I still see between general purpose programming languages and databases. If you look at how different those two worlds are today and how different they have continued to be for the last 20 years, you know, I mean, you look at, if you take SQL and you're programming SQL, it's relational model versus general purpose programming language has objects, two completely different views of data fundamentally at the core, right? Yeah. SQL has nullable types. We don't in our general purpose programming language. SQL has queries. No queries in general purpose programming language. On the other hand, in general purpose programming languages, we have much richer language constructs and we have object orientation, polymorphism, inheritance. SQL has none of those, right? Well, SQL 2003, they're starting to add some stuff, but it remains to be seen how much of it gets implemented. So, but there's just this enormous disconnect, yet anyone who's building an enterprise app is using both worlds. And it seems to me there's so much low-hanging fruit. Well, it was not so low-hanging, but there's certainly a lot of progress that we could make by truly marrying those worlds. And that's one of the things that we're trying to think really deep thoughts about. You know, it's like, what can we do to not mess with the general purposedness of C#, yet provide much, much deeper and better database integration? Because it's something that everybody needs. You know, I mean, like 70 to 80% of C# customers declare that database access is one of the most important things they do in their apps. So clearly, it's a problem that.
Certainly. We even experienced it on Channel 9.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you do. Features. I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you every day you find bugs in your queries that sit in strings that the compiler don't type check, and
exactly.
All of this plumbing code you have to write to bridge the two type systems when you're sucking back a result set, and you just feel like a plumber, right? You're just converting strings to ints and date times to this other kind, and
exactly.
It's just nothing but mismatch, right?
Sure.
We gotta like do away with that.